Hey Krishna. So Arjuna's question that if Krishna, you are everything, then why is it so difficult for people to understand you and to surrender on to you? What is the problem? And in the previous shloka, in shloka number 13, Krishna answered this question saying that it's because of the three modes of material nature. All the living entities, they are under the clutches of three modes of material nature, and that is the reason they are not able to understand me very clearly. But then Arjuna might post another question saying, oh, then what is the hope? What is the hope for all these bewildered souls under the three modes of material nature? Hope is Krishna. And Krishna is going to speak about it now in shloka number 14. Daivi hiesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mam eva ye prapadyante Mayam etam tarantite. So here Krishna is saying, Daivi, Daivi hi esha mama maya. So this divine energy of mine, so he's pointing towards the three modes of material nature, and he's saying, this is my divine energy, consisting of gunamayi, consisting of three modes of material nature. And he's saying that it is not easy, duratyaya, very difficult to overcome these three modes of material nature. But then what is the way out? The answer is, mam eva ye prapadyante, but those who surrender onto me, maya metam tarantite, can easily cross beyond it. So what is the solution? Solution is surrendering onto the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the solution, which Krishna himself is speaking here. So here it is said, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. So all the energies of Krishna, be it superior energy, inferior energy, all of it is actually divine, because they are coming from the Divine Personality. So when it comes to us, the living entities, so we are superior energy. But then, why is it that we are bound? Here it's given. Although the living entities are part of his energies and are therefore divine, due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. So see, we are superior energy, and Prakriti, or three modes of material nature, is inferior energy. So ideally, what should happen? Superior energy should just go beyond inferior energy. But the problem is, we have associated with the three modes of material nature for such a long time that now our superior power is actually covered. And because of that, what's happening? We are not able to overcome. We are not able to overcome the three modes of material nature. In fact, it's almost like duratyaya. Very, very difficult to overcome. That's what is our current situation. He has given that the living entities belong to eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by the inferior nature, matter, their illusion is also eternal. The conditioned soul is therefore called nitya baddha, or eternally conditioned. See, this is our situation. We are eternally conditioned now, nitya baddha. We have been associating with three modes of material nature, and now we have been thoroughly controlled by the three modes of material nature. And we are eternally illusioned. That's what is our current situation. Situation is very critical. All of us are in a very, very, very critical situation. Very critical situation. Because from time immemorial, we are doing sense gratification in contact with three modes of material nature. And now, when we realize that we are in three modes of material nature, we'll also realize another thing, that going beyond the three modes of material nature is very, very, very difficult. No one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. It's like time immemorial. We cannot go back and see when this actually happened. Consequently, his release from the clutches of material nature is very difficult, even though that material nature is inferior. Because material energy is ultimately conducted by the Supreme Will, which the living entity cannot overcome. So, this material nature is supervised by whom? He's supervised by Krishna himself. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. Krishna is saying this in Bhagavad Gita, where he's saying that maya dakshena, under my adhyaksha, under my supervision, this entire material nature is working. So, how can a chutku living entity overcome the energy of Krishna? Very difficult. So that's what is the situation that we are currently stuck in. Being conducted by the divine will, material nature, although inferior, acts so wonderfully in construction and destruction of the cosmic manifestation. So, Krishna uses this energy, the inferior energy, to create the entire cosmic manifestation and also destroy the same. Another meaning of guna. Now, let's talk about gunamai, this particular word. Another meaning of guna is rope. It is to be understood that the conditioned soul is tightly tied by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by the hands and feet cannot free himself. He must be helped by a person who is unbound. Because the bound cannot help the bound, the rescuer must be liberated. So what is our current situation? Our hands and legs are tied. Very, very tightly they are tied. Now, how is it possible that a person whose hands and legs are tied, he goes and then unties another person who is bound? Not possible at all. It's impossible. So who can actually untie us? The person who is liberated. The person who is not bound, whose hands and legs are not tied. Basically, the one who is not under the three modes of material nature. Only that person can actually help us now. In this very critical situation that we all are stuck in. Who is that person? Krishna. Krishna, being the Lord of illusory energy, can order this insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. He orders this release out of his causeless mercy on the surrendered soul and out of his parental affection for the living entity who is originally a beloved son of Lord. Therefore, surrender onto the lotus feet of Lord is the only means to get free from the clutches of the stringent material nature. So this point is again a very important point, that it's only Krishna who can do something now. We cannot do anything. Now almost our situation is like we are physically challenged. We are psychologically challenged. That's what is our current situation. We are bound very, very tightly. So Krishna, who is a liberated personality, eternally liberated, unbound, such a person or his representatives, the pure devotees, they can actually come and they can untie. They can cut open this ropes, you know, which we are tied in. So surrendering onto the lotus feet of Krishna is the only solution. And by Krishna's mercy, it is possible. If Krishna showers his mercy, then even a big ocean will actually reduce and reduce and reduce and reduce, and finally it will become like water filled in the hoofprint of a calf. Now, is it difficult to just overcome the water filled in the hoofprint of a calf? It's simple. So that's how easy it will become when someone surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when it comes to the Lord, he does all this by his causeless mercy. When we surrender onto the Lord, at that time, he orders Maya Shakti that chalo chalo, come back. No, he's my devotee, come back. And the Maya cannot do anything. Illusory energy cannot do anything. It's almost like, no, I give this example, that a person goes to meet his friend and a huge dog comes barking towards the friend. And at that time he starts shouting for his friend who is inside, for the owner of the dog. And then, when he surrenders completely, calling out, you know, for the owner, so at that time the owner comes out and he says, "Hey Tommy, chalo, come back. He's my friend, come back." And then the dog will put its tail down and then, you know, come back and stand behind the master. Same thing happens. When we call out for Krishna, very, very piteously, very, very intensely, crying out for Krishna, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." When someone calls to Krishna with a lot of cry, with a lot of intensity, what happens? Krishna tells Maya, "Chalo, chalo, come back. He's mine. He's my personality. Come back, come back." And then Maya cannot do anything. She just stands behind Krishna now. So this is the only way by which we can get rid of the three modes of material nature. We can become unbound from the current bound state. And here Krishna uses the word mam. Mam means onto Krishna only. In fact, it is described by one of our acharyas that Krishna is touching his chest and he says, "Mam, me, Shyam Sundar, just surrender onto me." And this goes on to say that only to Krishna and not even Brahma or Shiva. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnations of Rajoguna. So Brahma is categorized as the incarnation in Rajoguna, passion, and Shiva is categorized in Tamoguna incarnation, ignorance. To release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya, in other words, both Brahma and Shiva are also under influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya, therefore he alone can give release to conditioned soul. So no one in this world can actually help us, because everyone is stuck completely, bound completely. It's only Krishna and Krishna's pure devotees who can do something, who can actually help. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved only by the mercy of Vishnu. Lord Shiva is saying this. What is the statement? Mukti pradata sarvesham Vishnur eva na samshayah. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone. This is the fact. It's only Krishna who can actually deliver the living entities who are bound, who are nitya baddhas. Only by surrendering on to Krishna, all auspiciousness will come, wherein the person will be unbound and that person will get the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. Now the question is, if this is the case, that just by surrendering on to Krishna, everything will manifest, where the person will get unbound, why is it that so many people don't surrender to Krishna? What is the problem? This Krishna is going to answer in the next sloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.